Defending Liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting from the RWB Network studios in New York. This is the Rhino Report. Always right.
Let's get ready to rumble!
We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
She got chunked. You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Hey, hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my weekend report, and we're coming to you from the RWB Network Studios in the hazy, hot, and humid New York. And live on CRN Digital Talk Radio and Red Nation Rising Radio. Big shout out to you guys. Hey, are you thinking about retiring? Have you thought about retiring? Well, AOL.com has a list of the five places your retirement dollar will stretch the farthest. You want to hear them? Well, it's not up to you. It's up to me. Number five, Croatia. Croatia, you can stretch your retirement dollar pretty far. Number four, Malta. Number three, Albania. Who wants to move to these places? Number two, Thailand. And number one, Mexico. Mexico is number one. It will only cost you about $1,200 per month to live in Mexico. But be warned, be forewarned, if you move to Mexico and Donald Trump wins in November, well, it may be a little tricky getting back to the U.S. Better bring your mountain climbing gear with you. Hey, guys, we have a lot to get to today. Let's kick the show off here with our headlines. Number one, the RNC convention comes to a close, but not without possibly one of the greatest acceptance speeches ever given. Also, before leaving Cleveland, Donald Trump has some parting shots for Senator Ted Cruz. You didn't think he could resist, did you? And in the spirit of fair reporting, we're going to begin to turn our attention towards the Dictators National Convention set to kick off next week in Philadelphia. We have all that, plus, did Donald Trump acknowledge on national TV that New York is actually in play this year? We have the numbers to possibly back this up. And if you're a teenage boy listening to this show right now, I'm going to tell you why you should think twice before hijacking the Victoria's Secret catalog from your parents' mailbox. All that plus your daily dose of common sense you can only get here on the Rhino Report, but let's kick the weekend show off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country, with a Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. You know, I'm a little surprised the RNC didn't invite me to come say the pledge one day. Well, I'm not that surprised. We say it every day here, so that's good enough. But we're the only show that does it. That would have been a nice invitation from the RNC. I would have gladly acquiesced. Okay, guys, remember, check out rhinoreport.com. We have two articles there that are new. We have a couple of older ones. You gotta check out What is the Phoenix? Great article by Tina. You gotta check out the article by Robert about minimum wage and the tax burden that's associated with it. A great take on minimum wage I haven't even gotten into yet on this show. And if you want to write for the show, you know how to do it. Send me your article, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. We'll get you published. Hey, a big shout out to everybody listening on K98talk.com, Red Nation Rising Radio, and WJHC 107.5 FM out of Jasper, Florida. Hey guys, also check out the old episodes. Yesterday's show was getting so much attention on iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, iHeartRadio. Yesterday's show, The Conscience Vote. The Conscience Vote is getting a ton of attention and a lot of hits. Check that one out. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like One Touch and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. so managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street or a trip to the movies or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show here, this weekend edition of the Rhino Report. And, hey, listen, quick 60 seconds, we're off and running. So, before the show, we're doing the show on Friday, I can divulge that. Once again, we may be in the midst of another terror attack. This time in Munich, Germany. The Olympia Shopping Center is where we're being told that some shootings may have taken place. Now, we're all thinking the same thing, right? We're all thinking the same thing. Who it might be. This would be the second terror attack in Germany this week. This week, just a few days ago, the 17-year-old with the axe on the train injured 4 people. Now, authorities are asking people not to take pictures of the area, not to stream any videos. This has become sort of commonplace now. When these attacks happen, now there are guidelines that the police would like us to follow about not taking pictures and tweeting out locations and things like that. They ask the media not to cover live shots because they don't want the attackers to know what we know, which at this point is really nothing. They're not sure if it's one attacker, if it's more than one attacker. They're not sure where they are. There were reports maybe there was a shooting in a subway. I don't know. This is all coming in really quickly. And this is a live show. So if we get some more information during the breaks or whatever else, we'll bring that to you. But this is becoming far too commonplace. Whenever I turn on Twitter or open the Twitter app and I check to see what's trending, when I see a city trending, I know what's going on now. It's 2016. We see a city trending, and automatically we think, whoop, terror attack. Terrorists. It's really sad. Really sad. Now, I'm not sure what they're using to shoot people in Munich, because guns are all but outlawed in Germany. That's odd, huh? They're all but outlawed. So no one should have them, right? Well, that's the liberal, progressive, Democrat philosophy. There will always be guns. Always. You just want the good guys to have the guns. Right? The good guys. So if we get more information here, we'll bring it to you. I'll check on the breaks and we'll see what develops here. Alright, so moving on. Last night was the final night of the RNC convention. I thought it was a pretty good convention. Now the numbers were a little paltry the first couple of nights. There's your SAT word for the day, paltry. A little paltry. But they got better as the convention went on. Now, we saw the first night there were some issues with the Melania speech. Apparently, she cribbed or ripped off or whatever the whole speech from Michelle Obama. And then we saw the Don Jr. speech was really good. And then we had the Ted Cruz fiasco, not endorsing Donald Trump. Who cares? Who really at this point cares what Ted Cruz has to say as it refers to this election? I personally don't anymore. I really don't. He said he could not support Donald Trump because Donald Trump went after his father and his wife. This, of course, all after Ted Cruz went after Melania first during the Utah caucuses. That ad with Melania spread out on the couch or the floor, whatever it was. This could be your first lady. Remember that? That came first. So last night was definitely the biggest night ratings-wise. We haven't seen actual numbers yet. Preliminary numbers are saying about 25 to 26 million people. That's pretty good. Actually, that's really good. Really good. Everyone looking forward to the Ivanka speech. But before that was the video tribute to Donald Trump. Where he comes from, how he got here, what he's done along the way, the journey this particular presidential candidate has made to this point. I thought it was impactful. I thought it was meaningful. I thought parts of it might have been emotional. And I liked when they included a lot of very high-powered women within the Trump organization in that video. Very high-powered, making big-time decisions, making big-time money. Because Hillary Clinton talks about that. She talks about it. Progressives talk about it. But Donald Trump does it. He actually does it. It's not on paper. It's not a theory. It's not an ideology. It's in practice. It's practical. So the video was very good. Very, very good. I liked it. I'm a New Yorker. There's a lot of New York stuff in the video. I get it. It appealed to me. Definitely appealed to me. And then we had the Ivanka speech when she was going to introduce her father as the Republican nominee. Great speech. Great speech. Ivanka is going to be really good for the women's vote. She's kind of like that connective tissue for the Trump campaign. She's strong. She's successful. She's not hard to look at. A lot of good things about Ivanka. She has a family. I mean, really, really good things. I think she's going to help bridge that gap. There is no one on the Hillary Clinton side that will bridge the gap for the male voter. And we'll talk about who her VP finalists are. She might reveal it today, Friday. Not sure yet. But there's no one in that campaign that can really bridge the male gap. There is a huge gender gap in this election. Most polls show Donald Trump leading men by anywhere from 10 to 20%. Depends on the poll. And Hillary leading women somewhere between 8% and 14%. That's a tremendous gap. Now, Ivanka is going to have to be that person that brings over some of the female voters to Donald Trump. He's not a bad guy, right? That's what she has to convey to the female voter. The New York Times tried a hit piece on Donald Trump. They said he's a womanizer. When was the last time the New York Times did a hit piece on Bill Clinton? Right? Never. But they tried to portray Donald Trump as a womanizer. It was a couple of months ago. And every woman in that article that they interviewed had come out afterwards and said, that wasn't true. I didn't say that. Did the New York Times apologize? No. No, they didn't apologize. Why would they do such a silly thing? Why would they actually want to report the facts? Well, you know that Ivanka and Donald Trump gave good speeches last night. There's one clear way to know. And that's because mainstream media is going nuts. Absolutely nuts. Chris Matthews, he had the thrill up his leg. I think it was more like a sciatica last night. Jon Stewart, he says, you don't own this country, we own this country. What does that mean? That Hollywood elite owns this country? No. No, we the people own this country. You do not own this country. Donald Trump made a great play for the middle class. Great play. And you know what? The family helps too. That family is a good family. It's a good representation. And they don't run away from their money. They don't run like the Romneys did. Instead, they embrace it. And they want to raise everybody else up to that level, not bring everybody down to a lower level. That's the difference in philosophy. Now, I want to talk about Donald Trump's speech when we come back. I want to get in-depth and go into some of the things he said that are really going to make lasting impressions. Guys, you're listening to The Rhino Report here on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Back in 2 minutes.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California. With the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from room to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
All right, welcome back to the show. We're talking about the last night at the RNC convention, and I think it was a good night. I think it was a great night for the party. And I think what's going to happen in this election is people who are undecided, people who are just not sure which lever to pull when they go into the voting booth in November, I think for some people it may come down to the family. I really believe that. Now, all the kids who made speeches did a great job, every single one of them. You know, in their speeches, they recognize the fact that they grew up with privilege, and they thanked their father for all of his hard work, that they were able to grow up that way. But they didn't apologize for it. They didn't apologize for it, and they said they wanted to help others have the same sort of upbringing that they had. Very different from the Democrat, liberal, progressive message. Right? The Trump said, we want to raise you up. The Democrats say, nah, let's just bring everyone down to a kind of more manageable level, take money away from the rich, give more money through welfare and entitlement programs to the bottom, and we'll get them all in the middle somewhere. That's not what the Trumps were saying. They're a good-looking family. That helps. That helps, right? They're smart. They're successful. They're patriotic. And they're not bogged down in divisive ideology. Now, I know some of you don't like that. You say they're not conservative enough. But they don't get bogged down with the political aspect of what they're saying. That's part of the patriot in them, is that they don't have to fit into a small segment of the population. We get very carried away with what we call each other. You're a Democrat. You're a liberal. You're a conservative. You're a this. You're a libertarian. You're a that. You know what? Some people are just not wholly one thing. And I think the Trumps are kind of that way. Now, compare the Trumps to the Clintons, okay? Bill versus Donald. Well, no comparison here. You had the New York Times article try to take down Donald Trump when Bill Clinton is actually the one who's the predator. Hillary versus Melania. No comparison there either. Melania is maternal. Do you see any maternal instincts in Hillary Clinton? Melania is strong. She had humble beginnings. None of that applies to Hillary. You can't call her strong. She's so at the whim of what people want to hear and big money, special interests. That doesn't make you strong. That makes you weak. Very, very weak and pliable. Can I even compare Chelsea to Ivanka? Can we even make that comparison? What did Chelsea Clinton have? A show on CNN for like 35 minutes? Terrible public speaker. Absolutely terrible. When she speaks, my ears bleed. It's terrible. I'm sure she'll make a speech during next week's convention. Now, I'm not one to make fun of differences in families. That's not what I'm about. But the Clintons really aren't a family. They're more like a fly-by-night home renovation company. That's what they are. They tell you you have a great house when they're invited in. They look around to see what they can steal when you're not looking. They tell you you can trust them. They take a big deposit. And then finally, when work is about to begin, they send in the crew from the movie The Money Pit. They all show up. They destroy your home and tell you, well, it's going to cost more money now to fix it. Then by the time they're done, nothing works. Your wallet is empty. And they're nowhere to be found. They're off to find their next victim. Not to mention they probably kept your financial information on an unsecured server somewhere. They're more like a fly-by-night home renovation company. That's what they are. So to call the Clintons a family would be somewhat inaccurate. They're more like a criminal entity. Kind of like Ocean's 11, just not as good-looking, and they steal way more money. That's what they are. So there's no real comparing the Trumps to the Clintons. And I think when people head into the voting booth in November, that's going to come into play. That's going to come into their mind. Which family could you see as a great representation of our nation? A successful family that started from the ground up, or a family that has just done whatever they can do to try and skirt the law? Which one? Which is your conscience vote? We went over that yesterday. Is that what Ted Cruz meant? I don't know. I don't know. My conscience tells me the Clintons shouldn't be anywhere near government housing unless it begins with FCI, Federal Correctional Institute. That's the only government housing they should be in. The FBI thought so too. They just didn't feel like they should press charges. The DOJ gladly accepted that. Yeah, no, they're the Clintons. They're fine. They've been doing this forever. Past practice, right? Past practice. All right, when we come back, I want to talk about Donald Trump's speech and some really big home runs he hit. And then we're going to talk about the DNC convention and what they have going on and Hillary's possible VP pick. We'll be back in a couple minutes. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org To request a free estimate, do it today.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange ruffy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
Money is a big part of our lives, you know that. Each of us spends, saves, and invests money, but money is changing. Global currency changes are shifting trade like never before, transforming the dollar and impacting every asset we own. The U.S. dollar is now at risk. Swiss America's new 2016 World Money Report outlines what this means for your money and your retirement accounts. And the report is absolutely free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Money is now made and lost faster than at any other time in history. Winning and losing often depends on what you know and when you know it.
Call now, 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Free 2016 World Money Report today.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call. And look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
All right, welcome back to this weekend edition of the Rhino Report. We're about 26 until the top of the hour here. So we're talking about last night and Donald Trump's speech and the families and comparing the families. Now, Donald Trump's speech specifically, I thought was really, really good. It was long. I get that. It was long. And it was off the prompter. Now, everyone's concerned with the prompter. Everyone's concerned with the teleprompter. Who cares? Who really cares? It's only an issue because Obama is so bad at the prompter that we all notice that, right? He's a dumpster fire when he has no prompter. But give Trump a little bit of credit here. He must have practiced. He must have practiced, or they raised the prompter screens up, something. Because he wasn't squinting to look at it. He wasn't staring right at it. So he's getting better there. And hey, listen, if he's concerning himself with the little things like that, the little minutiae, that means he's an involved candidate. That means he's really involved. And we heard that he pretty much wrote that speech himself. He had a speechwriter help him kind of flesh it out. But they were all his ideas. Most politicians, they just get a script handed to them. They go practice. And that's that. And that's that. People are saying he was yelling too much. Well, you know what? He's mad. And if you're not mad right now, you're not paying attention. You're not paying attention. It was impactful. And I think you can no longer complain that he avoided talking about policy. There was a lot of policy in this speech. And again, mainstream media hated it. They hated it. And that means it was good. That's what that means. The speech is full of policy. Lots of policy in it. I love the us versus them aspect of the speech. That was really good. And that's sort of what he's derived a lot of popularity from, giving that sort of speech at his rallies. I like his appeal to the middle class. He called them the forgotten class. And the middle class would be maybe where he has a little bit of an issue down the road. He calls them the forgotten class. Really good. Really good way to put it because, well, we are forgotten. His appeal to coal miners. His appeal to steel workers, citing that Hillary Clinton wants to put them out of business. He wants to, well, have them make more steel, dig more coal. He set the tone for the general election when he said he is the law and order candidate. Everyone's making reference to 1968. I know that. I know that. I'm not going to make that same reference. But he is the law and order candidate. He's the one that thanks police. He's the one that wants to make the military better. He's the one that wants to keep illegal immigrants out of this country and end sanctuary cities. That is law and order. That's law and order. I thought it was a little odd that he brought up NAFTA and the LGBTQ. I thought it was a little odd. These aren't things that are in the Republican platform. I don't know that reaching out to the LGBTQ, as he did with African Americans and Latinos, is the way to broaden the base. I thought it was a nice gesture for the 25 or 26 million TVs that were tuned in to see him. That's why they threw that stuff in there. And I thought it was great when he acknowledged the convention for clapping with the LGBTQ comments. He said, I'm proud to be a Republican and have an applause on that. I thought that was impactful as well. We haven't heard much of this ever brought up at a convention before. Probably never. Probably never, unless it was followed by booze. So I'm glad that people are starting to open up a little bit and say, you know what, we have to change as a party as well. Times are changing, and we have to try to change a little bit with it. Try to change a little bit with it. I thought one of the best things he did was when he drew the dichotomy between his ideas and what Hillary Clinton has done in the past. Now, we've seen before candidates say, well, I want to do this, but they want to do that. He didn't do that. He said, she did this, and I want to do this. Two different things. Very subtle, but two very different ways of approaching it. He blamed Hillary for the problems in the Middle East, which she is almost solely to blame. Her and her king, Obama, they're almost solely to blame for that stuff. He cited her record, which is not a good one, and should be criminal. Now, when the crowd started chanting, lock her up, I love that, I do. But he calmed them down. He said, no, let's just beat her in November. If they beat her in November, you think he'll sick Chris Christie on her? There's probably a good chance of that happening anyway. One of his best lines was saying that she left a legacy as the Secretary of State of death, destruction, terrorism, and weakness. And that doesn't have to be America's legacy. That is a great line. Great line. And he delivered it perfectly. Absolutely perfectly. His whole campaign from the start has been about understanding how fed up we the people are. A disdain for government, its size, its overreach, its ineffectiveness, and not putting America first. He delivered all of that in this hour-long speech. People are sick of the corruption. He knows that. They're sick of the apologies. They're sick of the special interest. And this all came through. He did a really good job of having those issues shine through in this speech. He made people feel like they're going to have someone in their corner, finally, finally fighting for them. Now, is it just perception? I don't know. I don't know. I can't tell you that. because all he can do right now is talk. That's all he can do at this time. But his opponent has a history on the record. And when he drew that dichotomy, that was huge. She did this, I want to do this. Very, very subtle, but very effective. So the choice becomes, he laid the choice out there. Follow down the same path, or trust someone who can at least paint a brighter picture. Which one would you choose? Are you okay with the way things are going? Are you okay with the fact that tens of thousands of more refugees with ISIS embedded in may come into this country? Are you okay with the fact that our schools are dropping? That we're 30th in the world in education? Are you okay with that? Or do you want somebody who at least tells you we can be better than that? Which one do you want? We'll be back in a minute.
At Lumber Liquidators, we're kicking off our summer stackout sale with special deals at every store. Overstock floors, small lots, and more are priced to move. Get unheard-of clearance deals at select stores on 2,000 varieties of pre-finished hardwood from just 59 cents. Special buys like durable strand carbonized bamboo. It's just $1.69. North American and European laminate up to 20% off, with some deals from just 29 cents. And special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the summer stackout sale today.
Mortgage rates are at all-time lows. If you have not refinanced your current mortgage in the last few years, you could be losing thousands of dollars a year by paying too high of an APR. And the place to call is LendingTree to find out how low you can go. We can match you with lenders offering some of the lowest rates APRs available. Some APRs are lower than 3%. Imagine how much money you can save every month if your current mortgage is at 6% or higher. And all it takes is one free call to LendingTree to match you with a lender who may be able to lower your current home mortgage rate. Learn how to potentially save thousands by refinancing your current mortgage. Call LendingTree right now. NMLS 1136.
800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. That's 800-628-5067.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show, this weekend edition of the Rhino Report. We don't have a lot of time left. We have a lot to squeeze in, a lot to squeeze in here. All right, so a lot of people are going to be hanging on that line. A lot of talk show hosts are going to be out there hanging on the line of she has left a legacy of death, destruction, and weakness as Secretary of State. That's the buzz line. That's the line everyone's going to be using. But that wasn't my absolute favorite line. My favorite line of Donald Trump's speech last night was when he said, I sign the front of paychecks. Hillary only signs the back. Love that line. I stood up and applauded during that line. It's overlooked. No one's really saying it, but that was the best line of the speech for me. And especially as a small business owner, because we know what that feels like. We know what it feels like when you have to sign a check, when you have to give money away. And sometimes it's good and sometimes it's not. But it's not easy to do. It's easy to sign the back. It is not easy to sign the front. Believe me. I think the speech was a home run. I think the speech will change the course of American politics. I do believe that. I believe it was a speech we're going to tell our grandkids about. I believe that 100%. It was timely, it was pointed, and it was Donald J. Trump's first State of the Union. That's what that speech was. Absolutely great. Great speech. Now, before Donald Trump left Cleveland, he had a few parting shots for Senator Ted Cruz. You know, he couldn't resist, right? He couldn't resist. Cruz kind of showed him up a little bit on Wednesday night. Trump didn't mention it last night, didn't bring it up in his acceptance speech. He said if he were to get Ted Cruz's endorsement now, he probably wouldn't accept it. That's a tough one. And he said if Cruz ever decides to run for president, maybe Trump will form a super PAC to run negative ads against him. This is not going to end. I thought they could bro hug it out and they could move on. Not going to happen. So I'm wrong on a few things once in a while. Doesn't happen often. I believe I have a better accuracy rating than some of the polls out there. But does this convention give Trump a huge jump in the polls? I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't think anybody really knows. Maybe going into early next week, he gets a little bit of a jump. It depends on the poll because it depends on the sampling. That's what it really all depends on. You know, some of these polls may just change their sampling to not reflect the jump. You know, they could interview or poll 3,000 people but only show you 1,000. It's called statistics. Any college-level statistics professor will tell you you can make a poll say whatever you want it to say. It's not difficult to do. You might see like a jump in the Rasmussen poll. Maybe he'll go from 1 point yesterday to, I don't know, let's say a 5-point lead next week by next Wednesday evening, Thursday morning. Something like that. Paul Manafort said that they are already seeing a jump in swing state polling. And I thought it was interesting that in Donald Trump's speech, he mentioned specifically Ohio, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and New York. Specifically mention those states. Now, was that planned? Did he plan to add New York to that? Did he just put New York in play? Or has New York been in play? We saw the last poll out of New York, a Q poll. Hillary has a 12-point lead. 12-point lead, that's down from a 23-point lead on June 28th. 3 weeks later, she's down from 23 to 12. That's a big jump. Donald Trump leads in the suburbs and upstate in New York. And he has 20% in New York City with 17% still undecided. If he gets 25-30% in New York City, guess who wins New York? Guess who wins? I know mainstream media will never, ever in a million years admit that New York is in play. I've even heard some people say, some pollsters say, they believe California is in play. I don't know about that. I don't know. I don't have my finger on the pulse in California. But if these Bernie voters decide that they were kind of screwed by the DNC in their primary process and they like the whole rig system thing, I guess it's possible. I guess anything is possible. That's why when you see these maps, right, you see these maps that everyone's putting up, oh, Hillary starting with 227 electoral votes, that's the old way, throw it in the garbage, does not pertain to this election. Does not pertain. These are all the same people, mind you, that said Donald Trump wouldn't break 20%, then he wouldn't break 30%, then he wouldn't break 40%, and there's no way he would be the nominee. Here they are right now, today, eating crow. Don't listen to a thing they say. Not a thing. This is 100% different. He has turned the process on its ear. So, New York could be in play. Who knows? Maybe Hillary wins Alabama. I don't know. Nobody knows. All we can do now is prognosticate, cross our fingers, and go vote on November 8th. That's all we can really do right now. But he mentioned those states specifically. You know, also, Donald Trump leads in independence in New York. He leads everything in New York except for New York City, where he already has a higher percentage than Mitt Romney and John McCain had. He could be right. And as a New Yorker, I'm excited for that. Could you imagine New York going red? Could you imagine one or two states on the coasts, California or New York, red? unbelievable. And it could happen. It could definitely happen. Guys, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about the DNC, and maybe we'll talk for a minute about Victoria's Secret. You know, not a bad topic to talk about for the end of the week. Hang in there, guys. One more break. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
Here's an important announcement for prescription drug users. If you take Synthroid, Lipitor, Crestor, Nexium, or any other expensive prescription medication, we guarantee you're paying too much. A new program is now making these important drugs available at a fraction of the local pharmacy price. For example, 100 milligram Synthroid in your local pharmacy is about a dollar a pill. The exact same medication is about 30 cents a pill. You can save up to 70% on most of the top 200 drugs prescribed by U.S. physicians. Call right now and see if you qualify to get this special offer of a three-month supply of most of the top-selling prescription drugs for less than $100, plus shipping and handling. Call right now toll-free and start saving on medication for you and your family.
Call now. 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
All right, here we are, guys. Last segment of the weekend show. So we have, like, four things to get to. I'm not sure how much we'll get to, but we're going to try really hard. The DNC convention is kicking off next week. That should be about as much fun to watch as getting a colonoscopy. It's going to be loaded with anti-American speakers, anti-cop speakers. It's going to be a disaster. Tons of Hollywood elites. You know, exactly what Donald Trump said the Democrat Party is. Exactly what he said. So then maybe they'll change their speaker list around. I doubt it. They are just so naive and so deaf to the American people at this point. Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, the Screaming Banshee, she'll be there calling people names and maliciously attacking them. You know, Donald Trump says one nasty thing and mainstream media kills him. She gets a pass on all of it. But, you know, they have big fences set up in Philadelphia to keep the Bernie voters out. You didn't see many fences in Cleveland, did you? Nope, didn't see any. Didn't see any riots either, right? Mainstream media couldn't wait to show. I mean, even a hot dog vendor flipping his card over, they couldn't wait to show you something, but they couldn't show you anything. The police did a phenomenal, fantastic job. No riots, but remember, they did reopen a prison in Pennsylvania for Bernie voters who want to riot outside of the DNC, the dictator's national convention, next week. Maybe she'll announce her VP today. We're not sure. Possibly Tim Kaine, senator out of Virginia and former DNC chair, former governor also. Tom Vilsack in the running, agricultural secretary and also a former governor of Iowa. You also have Cory Booker's name being thrown around, a New Jersey senator and former mayor of Newark, New Jersey, just a city on the rise. Yeah, crime rate. So no one here is all that appealing to me. Looking for the mail vote, Tim Kaine, Tom Vilsack, Cory Booker, none of them get the mail vote. Absolutely not. And she's going to announce her VP pick via email blast. I'm not lying to you. Via an email blast to her supporters. How fitting is that? Unbelievable. They just can't do anything right. It's a good thing the media is on their side because they just can't do anything right. Remember that Twitter account or that Twitter post when she said delete your account to Donald Trump? How stupid is this woman? She's absolutely stupid. Too stupid to be president. Too stupid to be president. All right. So, all right. Let's really quickly, Roger Ailes out at Fox News. He's out. He'll be replaced by Rupert Murdoch. That's interesting. He announced to the newsroom that he will be taking over as the CEO of Fox News there. And, you know, his sons weren't too unhappy about it. Rupert Murdoch's sons were never really enthralled with Roger Ailes. Now, of course, this all coming from the people that are saying he sexually harassed them, Megyn Kelly possibly being one of them. More and more apparently are coming forward. While there were a bunch of hosts that said he was great and there was no such problem. So you never know. Just as a side note, I think I heard that Rupert Murdoch's ex is now dating Vladimir Putin. I'm not making this up. I think I heard that somewhere. That's odd, right? That's really odd. So, Ailes out, Murdoch in. It's going to be a crazy newsroom over there at Fox, I'm sure. Ailes had over 21 years with Fox, with 21st Century Fox. Oh, remember, if you're a teenage boy and you like to steal the Victoria's Secret catalog, you might want to think twice about it now. There is someone who works for Victoria's Secret that came out and said, you know what? They do a lot of editing to the photo shoots. A lot of these models show up with hair, like hair on their legs, hair in their armpits. They're really kind of nasty. They don't show up shaven or nothing. So you boys who are, you know, looking for lingerie, remember that. And also they wear push-up bras underneath the bathing suits. So none of that's real. None of it's real. And the really skinny models, apparently they use the computer to fill them out a little bit. This is all from a whistleblower who left Victoria's Secret because she said what she was doing was wrong. Well, she has a conscience. Hey, guys, hope you had fun today. As always, a huge thank you to those serving our country at home and abroad. A big thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. Have a great weekend. And until Monday, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.